Lantern Audio presents Falling for the Tycoon, Anywhere and Always, Book 1. Written by Aurora Russell. Narrated by Emily Caldwell, Martin Van Summers. Chapter 1. The sky was a perfect, unending blue. Clear and brilliant, its beauty rivaled only by the magnificent expanse of bright aqua ocean and baby powder fine sand. It had always been Annalise's dream to see the Caribbean, and she knew she should have been happy, ecstatic. Wasn't she still here, even if she was alone? But instead, she just felt empty, detached. She'd cried her tears, so many tears, for weeks, wondering what had gone wrong to make Kyle decide to walk out on their life together, ending their wedding and honeymoon plans abruptly. Wondering what would come next. Looking at the space where his toothbrush used to sit next to the bathroom sink. Looking at the empty space in the fridge where the special espresso he loved had always been kept. She'd felt a gnawing, painful ache in her chest, raw, like a sucking wound. She'd sobbed into her pillow, worried she'd alarm the neighbors in the condo above. Her hot tears signaled the end of not just a 7-year-long relationship, but also of her dreams for the future. She'd cried so much, she'd gone numb. She'd managed the chores of daily living, making food, getting dressed, going to work and to the store. But she'd felt like an imposter, like some zombie trapped inside the body of the vivacious, happy, hopeful woman she'd always been. She'd looked in the mirror, and it had scared her. But still, nothing moved her anymore. Not sadness, not anger, not understanding or judgment. Nothing. When the reminder from the travel agency had come through as an alert on her smartphone, the hot swell of anger had been as surprising as it had been fleeting. That spark was what had led her to do the crazy thing she'd done. Just to feel something, anything, she'd decided to take their honeymoon. Alone. Logically, the decision had been clear. She should go. 2 weeks in a remote section of the Yucatan Peninsula, staying at an exclusive hotel right on the beach? It was a 2-hour-long ride in a jeep on bumpy roads through the jungle to get to the collection of luxury cabanas perched right at the edge of a wild natural preserve. Quite a journey, but it was supposed to be worth it. This was her dream trip, and it was almost entirely paid for already and non-refundable. When they'd booked it, she hadn't even had a nanosecond of concern about that portion of the terms and conditions. The idea that Kyle would have chosen not to go would have been laughable to her on that long-ago morning. After 7 years of blissful love, she'd thought she'd known him inside and out. She had never been more wrong. The decision to come had been more complex. Could she handle the possible emotional roller coaster of going on what was supposed to be the romantic trip of a lifetime by herself? Was she crazy to risk putting herself through a possible ordeal of what-ifs and might-have-beens? But when she'd looked down at that small phone screen, slightly smudged from her fingers, and had again seen the hollow, eerie eyes in her dark reflection, she'd known. She was going to go. Her best friend, Marina, was the only one who seemed to understand and support her decision. Everyone else just looked at her like she'd lost her mind. She hadn't been able to muster much enthusiasm for the packing, but still, even just knowing that she was packing to go had made her feel a little less frozen. Instead of staring at the same walls where she'd hung pictures with Kyle, or sitting on the same couch they'd spent several happy hours picking out at the furniture store, she would escape. Or so she'd thought. But of course, she couldn't ever escape. Not really. She couldn't run away from herself. So here she stood, looking at the prettiest view she'd ever seen, hands down. The warm breeze ruffled her hair, and the air held the delicate scent of tropical flowers mixed with the tangy salt of the ocean. Even the sound of the waves lapping onto the soft sand was exquisite.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?